state agencies in Wisconsin would not be able to do business with certain governments under a GOP proposed bill. It's Friday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, redistricting experts hired by the state Supreme Court weigh in on some of the proposed maps, and economic development groups in northern Wisconsin are asking for state aid. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
Wisconsin state institutions, including the universities of Wisconsin, would be barred from buying technology from certain government-run entities under a GOP proposal. Anya Van Wagendonk reports that the plan's author says it's aimed at information security.
Under the proposal, Wisconsin state entities could not contract with businesses run by governments of certain countries, including China and Russia. Similar laws exist in a half dozen other states. Representative Alex Dahlman, a Republican of Green Lake, co-authored the bill. He says it's aimed at protecting Wisconsin data and research.
So we have to just be very careful and do our due diligence and make sure that we keep our information and our research and our taxpayer dollars safe.
A prohibited entity that does enter into a contract with Wisconsin could face steep fines, be barred from working with the state, and be liable to court action. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Redistricting consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court told justices yesterday that Republican-drawn map proposals submitted to justices are, quote, partisan gerrymanders. University of California Irvine political science professor Bernard Groffman and Carnegie Mellon University political scientist Jonathan Service analyzed six maps submitted in an ongoing redistricting lawsuit. They scored them using redistricting requirements in the Constitution and the liberal majority's requirement that maps take partisan impact into consideration. Their report says maps submitted by Governor Tony Evers, other Democrats, and a group of academics in the case would all give the most legislative seats to whichever party wins the most votes. They said maps from the GOP-controlled legislature and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty are gerrymandered, and the report said the legislature's plan does not deserve further consideration. The consultants did not recommend any specific map. They also said they could draw their own if the court orders it. Economic development groups in the Northwoods are asking for state help as a mild winter decimates local tourism. The Let's Minocqua Visitors Bureau estimates the seven Northwoods counties lost roughly $6.5 million in revenue due to a lack of snow in December and January. 15 organizations in the Northwoods have reached out to state officials for help now. They hope to get funding to help businesses stay afloat. But it's not just the Northwoods suffering from the warm winter. In Oshkosh, the annual Battle on the Bago ice fishing tournament on Lake Winnebago was canceled. Glenn Curran is on the tournament board.
It's a safety issue, really. I mean, it really wasn't a hard decision. I mean, we're not going to have a tournament with questionable ice conditions.
A spokesperson for the State Department of Tourism said the agency is concerned about communities affected by unusually warm conditions. A physician network in western Wisconsin wants to purchase two hospitals and 19 clinics that are set to close. Hope Kerwin has more on the plan.
Oakleaf Medical Network currently operates 26 clinics in western Wisconsin. A spokesperson for the network says they contacted Hospital Sisters Health System about purchasing Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire, St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, and all of the Purveya Health clinics in the region. The facilities are set to close starting at the end of March and will lead to almost 1,400 people being laid off. Emily Berkey is president of the Eau Claire City Council. She says her first reaction to the news from Oakleaf was hope. Berkey says city and regional officials have been trying to find ways to help after the sudden announcement last week.
Best case scenario is that, you know, we wouldn't lose any jobs, so all those providers would be replaced and people's healthcare would go on uninterrupted.
She hopes a buyout could also lead to expanding healthcare access in the region's rural communities. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we have another installment from our Wisconsin Life Series Food Traditions. We'll learn more about one woman's favorite dishes. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a food tradition.
Cooking can help us stay connected to our roots, our family's culture. That's the case for Mara Rintamaki of Oshkosh, who grew up in Brazil. Maria Brunetta brings us the story of the restaurant owner and one of her favorite dishes. It's part of the Wisconsin Life series, Food Traditions.
It's lunchtime. The scent of boboja camarão, the special of the day, fills the air. The relaxing sounds of bossa nova play in the background. I'm transported to my beautiful home country of Brazil when I look around the vibrant and colorful restaurant. Brazilian restaurants in Wisconsin are rare. In Milwaukee and Madison, there are traditional steakhouses which offer an elaborate all-you-can-eat experience. But Mara's Brazilian cuisine in downtown Oshkosh encapsulates the feeling of going to my grandma's house for a Sunday lunch.
It's funny because here in the U.S., I feel like everybody that ever hear about Brazilian food, they stereotype with barbecue, right? The churrasco, it's what it's known for.
That's Mara Rintamaki, owner of Mara's Brazilian cuisine.
I'm the completely opposite of the standard Brazilian stereotype here in the U.S. I actually do the home cooking meals, the meals that you eat in your mama and your grandma's house in Brazil, and that's the food that I want to show people a little bit more about the culture, you know, and the ethnicity of Brazil.
Rintamaki has been living in the U.S. for over 15 years. She quickly discovered her friends loved her cooking. Her specialty is cheese bread, or pão de queijo, a delectable baked ball made of tapioca flour and cheese. She started selling it at the farmer's market.
Eventually, the little dream became a little bigger dream, and I opened the restaurant, and it was beyond the cheese bread.
Now, Mara's Brazilian cuisine offers Brazilian home-cooked meals like feijoada, the national dish of Brazil. There's also stroganoff, made the Brazilian way.
I know beef stroganoff is from so many other countries, right? But we cook a little bit different. We make the beef stroganoff with white rice, and then we serve with potato sticks, and it's a big comfort food.
The stroganoff is made with small mushrooms or hearts of palm, one of my favorite additions to the dish. For me, what really ties the dish together is the potato sticks. It's a necessity that adds a crunchy bite to the meat and the rice. For Rintamaki, the ingredients give the dish the taste of home cooking.
In reality, it's just the same food that they cook every day, but it's with the Brazilian flair. I use like hearts of palm, I use palm oil, I use a little bit of different ingredients that make that home cooking just, you know, Brazilian.
Beef stroganoff is one dish that immediately brings me back home. It's typically made with either chicken or beef in a table cream and ketchup sauce. The ingredients create a creamy and tangy flavor unlike anything else I've ever had. The Brazilian community in Wisconsin is still relatively small, but it's growing. I grew up in southern Wisconsin after moving from Brazil in 2008. There, we found a community that became our family, much like what Rintamaki has found in northern Wisconsin. And she keeps an open door at Mara's Brazilian Cuisine for anyone who wants to become a part of her community.
Come to Mama. I come here and have some big plate of feijoada, which is the black beans. I will make you feel like you're home, and I will not make you feel alone. I come here anytime.
That story was produced by Maria Brunetta, a Wisconsin Life production assistant and UW-Madison student. And the feature is part of a project from Wisconsin Life called Food Traditions. It's a multimedia exploration of food, culture, and identity and can be found at wisconsinlife.org/foodtraditions. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday, Groundhog Day. Happy Groundhog Day? Is that something people say? I don't know. Well, anyways, thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. And of course, as always, if you hit that subscribe button, we'll automatically be in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. I did say weekday, though, so we're taking the weekend off. Thanks to Mallory Chang and John Davis for producing. We'll talk to you again on Monday.